This is your Mountain Meisters recap with Kevin Hamlin.
Here we go. Somebody that's definitely happy about the white stuff outside.
Oh, yeah. Let it snow, baby.
Let the snow gods do their thing. How you doing, Kevin?
Very good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. We were actually talking yesterday with Corey Madden. He comes in for the Adattach Racer Report, and he always says, once again, the Meisters get a nice day for skiing.
I know. I can't. Dude, 5 weeks in a row, I don't even know. I don't think that's ever happened.
Doing very well. And it's, of course, before the big storm today and a little bit tomorrow. And we'll hopefully, we'll just keep our fingers crossed that Mother Nature plays nice and it stays like this.
The snow word. Yeah. It does not change over.
Yes. But. We do know what the R word, that's for sure. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for everything. How was the races yesterday?
Oh, races yesterday were great. Like you said, the conditions were awesome. Racing was great. We had a great turnout yesterday. We raised money yesterday for N68 Hours of Hunger.
Yep.
And this week, again, by leaving it open all day long to take that third run, we raised almost $400 in one day for
Excellent.
That.
So that has definitely worked.
And it is awesome that everybody's, you know, enjoying it, I think, and coming up and doing their runs, especially in the morning. Mm-hmm. So that was a good change.
Excellent. So, when it comes down to the rankings and all of that, has that been kind of finalized at this point now?
That's all been finalized. Okay. Teams, you can go online now. The team scores are out and posted, so you can see where you're set. As of right now, I believe the Remax Rebels are in first place.
Okay, so. I was going to say, and who's the top races at this point?
I was looking over that stuff last night, and they're going to be tough to catch. They got some good races on there.
Excellent. It's all part of the fun, though.
It is.
That little competition makes you guys dig a little bit harder.
It is.
Yeah, but. That's excellent. So you mentioned the N68 Hours of Hunger. That was great. When it comes to the Après Ski, I know that it was Ryan St. Ange from Shark Martin. Then you get Shark Martin this week or next week.
Yeah, next week is our mid-season party.
Yeah.
We got Shark Martin playing, obviously. They're going, I believe it's 4-7. We have food, prizes, and
whatnot. You believe it's mid-season already?
I know.
I mean, how fast did this
wicked,
go?
that means February vacation is right around the corner.
Yeah, of course.
Less sleep.
But yeah, mid-season party next week already. Corey mentioned the same thing. It was just it's been a fast ski season so far.
It has. But I mean, last year we had a lot of snow.
I think that's what it was. I think we got a little bit of a head start with the snow.
Right.
It was like snowing by Halloween.
Right.
And it was just one of those things. We're hoping, and like I said, outside, it seems like we'll be cooperating.
Maybe we'll have a longer end of the season.
Hey, maybe so. Maybe so. So that's something to look forward to. When it comes to the actual courses, though, do you guys do anything special for the midseason?
No, nothing any different for the midseason.
Okay.
Same of what we always do.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, same 68 Hours of Hunger fundraiser for next week, too.
Excellent. So gearing up for that for sure. When it comes to this weekend, I know there's a big thing going down for the White Mountain Trail Collective.
Oh, yep. The White Mountain Trail Collective is, if you want to help raise some more money for them, they're doing their amazing race on Sunday, mm-hmm. the 9th at Cranmore. So that's where you solve some riddles and answer questions, find your way around the slopes. And whatnot. You can get more information on the Cranmore events page, but that's another cool little thing going on this weekend, which I think will be pretty fun.
Yeah, put the snow to good use and make sure you go out there for that. And then coming up on Saturday, there was an event that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, Saturday.
Between Two Gates.
Yeah, the Between Two Gates, MWV, their fundraiser, changing it up a little bit from the Bob Marley thing to doing this, which I think this is going to be a really, really fun event. You get to go and talk to some Olympians.
Yeah.
I know our own Leanne Smith will be there, and
yes,
she's bringing along Nolan Casper and Andrew Ryback.
That's
which
awesome.
He's a great racer. I think he's even bringing his two silver medals from the Olympics. Oh,
well, why not?
So
I know if I had Olympic medals, I'd be wearing them constantly. they're going to have a great discussion, and that's going to be Saturday night over at the Laurel Hill Eastman Performing Arts Center at Freiburg Academy, which is a great little venue for that.
Yeah.
And all kinds of discussions. They want to give some ski tips to all you aspiring racers out there.
Ski tips, you know.
Should be fun.
Talk about everything ski racing. And I know they have food and some adult beverages.
Sure.
And I know they have a lot of great raffle prizes.
Yes, it is doubling as a fundraiser.
Really, really good stuff. So
fundraiser for the ski team. So that is great. And lots of opportunities to walk away with some prizes. And then, of course, just raising money for the ski team, promoting the skiing. We are the ski town, so we might as well keep that going.
Absolutely.
That's really great. Full details, by the way, about everything that Kevin mentioned is at cranmore.com. And then you can go to our Facebook page for a link onto purchasing your tickets for Between Two Gates. That's happening on Saturday. I believe the start time on that is 5:30.
Yeah.
So that should be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Excellent. it. So we got one more week until the mid-season break.
One more week.
We'll be, you'll give us a full recap after the party, so don't party too hard. You'll
I'll try not to.
Be here at 8 a.m., and we'll be talking to Kevin next week. Thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.